Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, here to give you the inside track on what? On all health topics. Today's health topic, bad surgeries versus good surgeries. Each day, millions of Americans make decisions that will affect them for the rest of their life, and sometimes all too hastily. Now, I'm not here to tell you not to get surgeries. I'm here to tell you to be smart about the surgery you get. And of course, that's why I do the show, so you can get smart about the surgery you may have to make a decision on at some point in your life. There's a bunch of them that are very good, so this isn't going to be a show condemning surgery. Sometimes surgeries are critical, often they're life-saving, and we have to think of us as blessed because we have these options. However, very often these surgeries are unnecessary, they're done too hastily, there are options that are not explored, and of course it comes down to which surgery is which, and that's what today's show is about. So I'm going to mention a good surgery, and then I'm going to mention a bad surgery. And at the end of the show, you're going to have a list of surgeries I think are essential. At the same time, you're going to have a list of surgeries I think you should think three times about and know the consequences of, so that even if you have to get the surgery, even if a bad surgery has no choice, and therefore it's not really a bad surgery, you can mitigate the dangerous, sometimes life-altering side effects of those surgeries. Now, that's fair enough to everybody. Really, there's only one science, and that's the science that works. There shouldn't be holistic medicine versus allopathic medicine. It shouldn't go that way. There should be one medicine, a unified medicine based on common sense. All too often, we throw that common sense out the window. If you're new to the show, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's double T.cc. If you're driving, of course, don't do that. If you're driving, stay off the cell phone. If you're driving, you can't lift the cell phone. I think, what is it? We have a new law, if you didn't know. I just found out. Don't raise that cell phone higher than the window. Something like that. All right. First one I'm going to tell you is a good surgery. When, unfortunately, you're told you have a tumor, cut out the tumor. I've said this before on my cancer shows. I'll say it again. Do not be one of those people that wants to shrink the tumor or get rid of the tumor holistically. Please do not do that, because it's risky. If the option for the tumor, the breast tumor, the pancreatic tumor, you know, Steve Jobs is the famous story of that. Steve Jobs, with all the connections he had, being the maverick, I guess, that he was, the original thinker, the out-of-the-box guy that built, of course, Apple. I don't know about you. I don't think Apple's staying on its stride anymore. I see it starting to slip. That's natural when your innovators are gone. And he was a great, great innovator. When he got his pancreatic cancer, he went holistic. Probably that was not a good idea. Probably that cost him his life. I don't know if you've watched all the documentaries on Jobs and that decision, but I mean, he did a bogus therapy. And a lot of these therapies where they tell you, we're going to shrink the tumor, get rid of the tumor, you'll be just fine, they don't work. And I speak from a lot of experience personally exploring different health centers throughout the world in the United States that all claim they're going to get rid of your tumor. If you can get the tumor cut out easily, meaning relatively easily, get it cut. Now, the decision to do chemo, the decision to do radiation, that is another story. Read Burton Goldberg's book, Questioning Chemotherapy. I don't think we've got good stats on chemo. I don't think we have great stats on radiation. I mean, I don't think the choice to do chemo or radiation after you cut out a tumor shows any significant efficacy long term. That I doubt. But the issue about cutting the tumor out, you've got to get the tumor cut, which means prevention is worth the pound of cure, which means a lot of tumors are caught too late because people don't want to do their routine checkups. Now, our technologies are pretty good. So even if your healthcare is crummy, even if you don't like your provider, even if for even simple stuff they botch all the time, one thing we've got down pretty darn well is how to find a tumor. Whether it's breast, whether it's colon, whether it's lung, whether it's brain, we've got some very good technologies. So even your average healthcare systems, your average healthcare providers can find tumors. We've been working on finding tumors a long time, and we've gotten very good. So I'm going to start with the good surgery. Number one, do your preventative checkups. Don't ask me or anybody, should I do that whole thing for the colon? That yearly colon check that everybody passes on. Should you do it? Especially if you're in a higher risk group, like you've had it in the family, like you have other markers. Yes, you should. Should I get my mammogram? On top of a mammogram, I think you should all get into thermography. There are some really good thermographers around, and you're going to hear from your oncologist that thermography really is just too vague and general. And that's true, it is, but if you understand it, you can use it in a way that's way better than mammograms. You use the mammograms to back up the thermography. If you've got breast cancer in your family, every single year you should be getting thermograms. And you compare one thermogram to another, and if you find a hot spot, you watch that hot spot. The reason your oncologists don't like thermography, one reason is you get a lot of false positives, meaning you see hot spots, areas of higher metabolic activity in the breast, and that's alarming, and it could be cancer, and you go running into your oncologist thinking you've got cancer because you've got a hot spot you didn't have before, and it's nothing. It's a cyst. It's just whatever. A bruise. But better be safe than sorry. And that's the concept with the thermography. So ladies, breast cancer, breast tumors, check it with thermography. Don't be afraid of the mammogram. And don't start with, well, mammograms cause cancer. And forget it all. The smartest move you're ever going to make is to catch a tumor in the breast when the malignancy is very small. They're going to go in there. It's going to be marginated. They're going to tell you they've got it all. We've got it all. And that's it. Even your oncologist won't recommend radiation or chemo when it's marginated and they've got it all. When they're sure they've got it all, they check the lymph just for fun and they make sure it's not in any of the sentinel nodes. Guess what? That's it. And statistically, you're never going to see cancer again. Don't be one of those holistic people that wait until it's the size of, what, a lemon? I've seen women wait until it's the size of a grapefruit, thinking that the holistic community is going to fix it. This is a pipe dream. Yeah, these things occur, but you don't know when it's going to occur and when it's not going to occur. So play it safe. Now, if you're in that situation where after it's cut out, unfortunately, it's gotten into the lymph. It's metastasized to different organs. They're telling you you've got to get fried now, chemo, radiation, the slew of things. This is a different argument now. I don't care what the allopaths say. Really, that we have good evidence that after metastasis, chemo is going to prolong your life. In any significant, I mean, there's as many studies that'll say if you've had a tumor and it's metastasized, after you cut the tumor, to do the chemo and the radiation repeatedly is going to slow down the growth and prolong life. Now you're in very debatable territory. So I would never support it personally. Of course, I have to give you the other side of that. To the medical community, after you've had something like a metastasis, there's no options. It's not like you can hope to slow down the progression of the cancer doing anything on your own. You see, as far as they're concerned, that possibility doesn't exist. And on that basis, it's moral, it's ethical, it's the standard of care to insist after you've had the tumor taken out, because it's metastasized, say it's a stage 2 or a stage 3, it's in multiple organs, that you're going to need chemo and radiation, and that is a matter of the standard of code. It's a matter of ethics, morality, Hippocratic Oath, everything that a good, caring oncologist would advise you is true. Because it assumes there's nothing you can do. And we don't agree with that. We don't agree with that. If you study cancer, if you study the spread of cancer, if you study all the things that make cancer grow in the body, there are tons of things you can do to slow it down, to even get rid of it. The problem is those things are radical. You have to consider reality here. The average person, after they've lived a life that's unfortunately brought them a cancer, they go through the emotional anguish of a surgery, if not, and the pain. Well, now it's time to get radically healthy. Now it's time to give up all your sweets, your coffees, your boozes, your cigarettes, your toxic environments, your stress, this, that, the other thing. And you're going to take that upon yourself at that phase in your life when you're most vulnerable. You're going to get radically healthy. And you see, that's the catch. After you've had a tumor taken out, if you really want to hit a home run, if you really want to mitigate the spread or stop it, period, you have to get radical. You have to do drastic things. Who's going to pick up from the inner city and move to the countryside? Who has the money to start to go to those holistic anti-cancer centers? Holwang. What Nick Gonzalez used to do. Any of these people you look up down in Mexico, in Europe, like Holwang in Germany. Ursula Jacobs, she's somewhere in I think it's Munich. I may be wrong. I mean, throughout the world, including the United States, we have centers that work with cancer. I don't care who it is. None of them have results to brag about. And yet, many of them do have veritable, documented cases of metastases or tumors disappearing. But you don't know if that's you or not you. And that's the issue. But what I'm saying to you is, after you've had a tumor taken out, after you've made a decision, cost-benefit, not to do chemo or radiation, part of getting radically healthy may be going to one of those centers and really getting into a preventative therapy. And this is all part. And I've done shows on radical health, what you do to heal radically. After you've had the tumor taken out, you have to think radically. Less than that, I don't know. Another cancer we must discuss, prostate. If you're on the website, go down to picture number, I put it at the end, the 4K score, that's picture, it's called the 4K score, the markers for prostate cancer. And the one thing, gentlemen, you've got to get tested that I don't see tested enough is the HK2, the human kallikrein 2. It's a marker used to determine the probabilities that the cancer in the prostate is aggressive. Again, this is for men. This is for prostate cancer. And as we all know, these radical prostatectomies that are done very routinely involve what? Impotence, that's it. So you're 60, you're 65, you're 70. That's the end of your sex life. 2, often it comes with incontinence. 3, what you really got to do is hope you can get one of the surgeons that's great.